Okay. Coach, I'm going to open up with a brief statement before we go.
Okay. Clearly disappointed in the way we performed. I think we got beat about every way you could get beat. So, you know, they certainly outplayed us, outcoached us, whatever you want to say. It's frustrating. Wasn't much fun out there.
Okay, questions?
Coach, I guess the first offensive series for Georgia was a sign of things to come when you had a third down stop, two or three missed tackles in the backfield, and then they went down and scored. And of course, it
wasn't. You know, they've got good backs, and we missed a ton of tackles. You know, there were times that we were in position to make plays and didn't make them. We, you know, as you said, you have to give them credit. They've got good backs, and you know, we didn't tackle. And on the flip side, there were plenty of plays on offense that we needed one block or had guys there to get a block, and we couldn't get a block. Same thing.
And did a masterful job of clock management end of the first half to give them no time, basically, and they still managed to get points on you.
Yeah, I mean, we ran it down as far as I could.
I mean, I guess the tough question here is you got a senior kind of late defense, and they haven't really performed well here. Kind of what are your thoughts?
I think like any season, when you finish, you have to take a long, hard look at everything. You have to go back and look at everything, no question. Especially when we have a disappointing season like this. This was disappointing to me. This season we had a chance, woulda, shoulda, coulda. Can't play that game, but we had a chance for this to be a much better year than it turned out. Yeah, you know, we never really had anything going consistently running the ball. And there were some opportunities there, I think, that, you know, we had a couple of, I don't know if I'd call them drops, but lack of making plays there that would have extended drives on third down. And then we had a big one to start the second half that would have, you know, give us a chance. But, yeah, I think when you play there, when you got a good defense, you know, it's hard to just – pound, 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 you got to try to mix it in, and hopefully you can be efficient enough, you know, to throw the ball when you need to. And we tried to throw it some on early downs, you know, on third and 10, the third and 12, you know, wasn't very good. You know, the interception was not, that was awful.
The sort of quintessential play of special teams this year seemed to be the kickoff, which was a train wreck, kind of. I mean, it's pretty mind-boggling how bad it's been this year. Have you seen anything like that? Kind of what's, I guess, your approach?
Well, it wasn't just the opening kickoff. Then when we punt the ball, we've got the guy down inside the 10-yard line and can't get him down. We can't get off a block. Nobody can get the guy down. He runs it back to the 40, 35 or 40. And all that's hidden. And when you're not very good, then that doesn't help.
Coach, on the fourth down play in the first half, it looked like J.J. was open when he turned around.
Would have helped if the receiver had gone out in the route like he was supposed to. Yeah.
Is that what was supposed to happen on the play?
Well, we motioned across to the nub side. They didn't move anybody. They only had two guys over there, so now we got three, right? So the motion guy eat the corner. If the receiver who's lined up at tackle goes down the field, he eats the safety. And there is nobody for the other guy. Now, I'm not sure they even took the other guy. They didn't take J.J., as you said, to begin with. And for whatever reason, we couldn't get it to him.
But you got a three and out to start the second half. Do you think that you might have to start to get it together after that?
You can always hope. We talked about it at halftime. It was important to try to get some momentum back. And to our, you know, to the defense's credit, they went out there and got a three and out. And then we followed it. This game was a microcosm of the last game. I don't know how many plays we ran the third quarter, maybe eight. And I was trying to see the time of possession here. Yeah. You know, we were up 8 minutes in the first half and ended up losing the time of possession.
Coach, what was the message to the team after the game, and also given the uncertainty of a bowl game?
I don't think there's any uncertainty about a bowl game. The message to the team was just disappointed, and you know, we've got to do better. I've got to help them more, and we've got to play better, bottom line. So
it seems like this season's more disappointing than 2015, when you could at least point to injuries.
Yeah, this season's not like 2015. 2015, we had so many people hurt that we literally we had no chance, and those kids fought their tail off. I mean, about every game was a one-score game, and it was, you know, it was different. This one, for some reason, at times it seemed like we were just out there. You know.
A couple more for Coach.
What's your confidence level in Ted right now? Your confidence level in Ted?
Concern as far as what?
Your confidence level as far as his ability to coach the defense and get the kind of results.
I think Ted Roos coached a long time. He's a good football coach. He's coached at places that won a lot of games. Just like everything else, we'll look at it all and evaluate it, you know. We didn't exactly set the woods on fire on offense in the second half, and I'm pretty confident in myself.
Coach, it seemed like you were trying to get on the perimeter pretty consistently, but maybe just today more than any of
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, they're good on defense, newsflash. I mean, we kind of all knew that going in. And inside they got three big guys, and we had it schemed up to try to get the ball pitched. There was a lot of times we didn't pitch the ball that we should on some of the counter stuff. But, yeah, we didn't have a whole lot in there. It's not real smart to try to run in there if you can't block those three guys that are in there, right? So we were trying to get it out to where we had a more favorable matchup on the edge. And when we executed the thing, we had a chance. Usually when something like today happens, it's like popcorn. And if you get the ball kicked and you do it right, then maybe we didn't block the perimeter. But when we didn't kick it, we had the perimeter blocked. And just, you know, didn't work out.
Last one, Kevin.
To that end, Roquan Smith, number three, seemed like he was a tough player to get a body on.
It's a good player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it speed, or you seem like he did a very good job blocking him, or a combination of both?
I'm sure it's all the above. I'm sure that he's a good player, and we didn't do a very good job blocking him, and probably a little bit all of it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.